She's a marketing maven. She has defined the marketing strategies for some of South Africa's biggest companies. But here at High FM, we just call her Dina Diamond. This is Monday Marketing.
Have you had an illegal haircut yet?
So, to be honest, I have not. Because wow. I actually don't need a haircut, but the color is a thing. But I am contemplating doing my own. I really am. And there are, although I have to tell you, I do know many that have ventured that way. Mm-hmm. But I also did buy those clippers, you know, those ones with
yes.
thing. Right. And I have performed two haircuts.
And?
So one of my husband, one of my son. I must admit, one does have to sort of get a little bit of training on it.
I would recommend you train on your husband,
not a bad haircut.
Yes, what is that?
That's what's the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut.
Mm-hmm. We've been trying to tell our kids that because honestly, they are unrecognizable.
Are you serious?
Oh, and they will not allow anybody near their hair, and it's actually not a joke.
It's a really big thing. It's become, obviously, as lockdown progresses and people go longer without their hairstylist, it is becoming a very big thing. And people are, I know that the hairdressers actually are going to people's homes, so salons aren't open.
Yes.
But people are visiting, they're going, I spoke to someone yesterday who had someone coming to her house to do her color. So it is progressive, but there also are, different salons that are actually, doing Zoom sessions. So I was speaking to someone hairdressing salon on the weekend.
I don't mean to be obtuse, but how does somebody cut your hair through Zoom?
No, so it's not a cut. This isn't the cut. This is for the color. So there are various challenges that one has. You've got color, you've got cut. I do think men have a bigger problem than women in terms of a cut because growth obviously is more recognizable and women like their hair to be a bit longer and if they take a bit longer to get a cut, it's fine. But when you start, if you've got very dark hair and you see a lot of gray coming out, that's not fantastic. If you're very blonde and you've got all the roots growing out, that's not fantastic. There was a stage it was in fashion. I don't think it is anymore. maybe it'll make a comeback.
Sure.
But it is very much a huge problem. And I think what you guys were talking about earlier is that people are having enough of this and they're saying, you know what, we actually want that this for them is an essential service. So who determines what's essential and what's not?
Yeah,
and
if
you can have one person come to your home.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. If you can have one person come to your home, people don't think that that's terrible. And they are essentially breaking lockdown for it. But also this is a level one. Hey, so for people, this is
haircuts
looking very, very far out.
I mean, basically in October.
Yeah, it's level one. Any beauty service is level one. Which is again,
you see, I blame the ANC Women's League because they've never cared about that sort of thing.
Exactly. They hoy on a weave and they're ready to roll.
Exactly. And yeah, so there we go. It's just not, that's a big problem.
It is a problem. Wow. And again, it doesn't just sort of talk to the hair. It talks to the entire beauty industry.
I mean,
people with their nails. People are very, very parrot about their nails. Someone said to me they think they're going to go and have their nails done at someone another day. And I was like, but for me, like, nails are different to hair because, like, if you're on a Zoom call, like, people aren't really looking at your nails. And I think you can take a bottle of nail polish and paint your own nails.
Yeah, exactly. You pull yourself together, honestly.
Yeah,
I don't know,
but
there's a lot of discussion in my house around gelish and UV lights and all sorts of things. Apparently, it's not as simple as just you know, paint and go.
You know, it also depends on your level of required maintenance. So some people I took my gel off. I took lashes off, my eyelashes.
Oh, eyelashes are the other thing as well.
Yes.
Yeah, guys, you've got to understand.
But don't you need good lashes for a Zoom call?
You do, but I have to tell you, I've been using a growth factor on my lashes.
Okay, so
I've been using a new mascara.
Okay, so there we go. You see, so Dina's got the right attitude. She isn't lamenting this. She's dealing with it.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I've engaged with this requirement and these restrictions. So, and also, people don't know, but there's also wonderful sprays you can put on your hair. Like, there's a great spray. This is gold, guys. There's a spray from L'Oreal.
Right now.
It comes in like a
wait, I have to write this down for Abby. Yeah, sorry, what is this?
You get this. you do get it at pretty much all, like your Clicks, Dis-Chem, wherever. Mm-hmm. Clicks and Dis-Chem definitely. Right. It's a bottle of L'Oreal. It comes with all colors for your hair. So if you're growing roots out or you're going gray, you take it, you spray it on your hair, and voila, you're done.
Wow. So oh my gosh. That is so clever.
I've got all the hacks for you. I've got all the beauty hacks. Like, it depends where you are. You have to embrace it. You can't look showroom ready all the time. But you can be in relatively reasonable condition.
And I would go further to say, I don't think you should. Because if you get onto a Zoom call and you look too contrived, it's not good either.
Exactly. So I have been on a few Zoom calls lately, and I've been asked if I've broken lockdown to do my hair.
Oh,
and
that's a compliment.
I actually know how to use a hair dryer.
That is a very, well, it's actually so interesting that you say that, because my daughter, whose hair is, I would say, takes up a good 6 to 7 hours of every living day.
she has a serious amount of hair. Though.
Yeah, but this hasn't been an issue for her at all. Because she manages her own hair. It's the boys. It's the boys that are actually having a bigger problem because they don't.
Yeah, I think it's time to get self-empowered. I think it's time to take control of your own hair and just go with it.
But Dina, you know, it's, I'm not using the word new normal. I'm going to say changed world. You sent me an article yesterday, that mm-hmm. showed some casinos in the United States, considering opening, where you play poker behind these Perspex booths. You know, I think we're losing it completely.
I think we are losing it. I mean, so we do talk about social distancing. We do talk about the new work normal, the amount of people that have to be present in certain places. And I mean, with that, right, in a casino, which is always generally quite a crowded place. So in the States, in Nevada, they've actually decided that they're opening up the casinos at the end of May. So what that means is that all the casinos now have to abide by social distancing. So they've put up Perspex screens like at a craps table and whatever. So where people would stand like literally shoulder to shoulder in little lines, actually, you now can have three people on the side of a craps table. I mean, is that even physically possible? I don't know. The slot machines, they've actually disabled the slot machines so that they're exactly 6 feet apart, 1.5 meters. And they've taken away the chairs.
Thank goodness my mother's not alive to still see this.
if anything, that would have taken her.
No, that would have finished her completely. Wow. They've disabled the slot machines.
Yeah. So in the biggest casinos in Vegas, America, they have literally disabled a certain amount of slot machines so that social distance is maintained.
Hmm.
It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
It's just absolutely crazy. And then when you talk about what you have to do from a beauty perspective. So yes, that's only level one. But when they do go back, so right now, if you walk into a salon anywhere, you've got like a whole bunch of therapists that sit on one side, the clients sit on the other side, everyone little chatters, everyone talks to each other. Now there has to be a screen between you and the therapist. So if you're having your nails done, it has to be between you and the therapist and then you and the client and the customer next to you. So all of that has to be now retrofitted to every single design. So all these beautiful salons that were created, all these magical places that were interior designed.
I'm just thinking of
now,
all the plastic.
Yes, exactly. Look what we're doing to the world.
Plastic. Greta must be finished from them.
She must be turning in her canoe.
Wow. But yeah, I can't decide if it's being innovative. In other words, if the salons say, right, let's get behind this and put this up so we can get people back. Is that being agile or is it just being completely ridiculous because in a few months this is not even going to be a thing anymore?
But with that being said, everyone wants to get back to work. People, these salons, the beauty industry are desperate to get back to work. People have not worked for months.
Them, of course.
And it's a requirement. So there's even certifications. So even the lady who does my lashes, she was telling me that she's done 5 certifications in terms of how to get back to work. So from a health and safety point of view.
Right. So interesting. And Jenny says something else that COVID-19 has changed. And I mean, this is going to affect the American Jewish community tremendously, is no more buffets.
Yes. Buffets are apparently a crazy thing. Yeah. Think about that.
I didn't think about that.
That is a crazy thing.
Yeah. You know, they used to, just for the sake of it, have a little like a sneeze thing on top of it with Perspex. Remember? So in the salad bar that you could just put your hand underneath. Yes. And, but now, can you imagine?
Yeah, so also and then think you put
down, you put down a serving spoon and then somebody else comes and picks up the same. Yeah, one goes cold.
So there are going to be no more buffets. Think about every big building, every big corporate that's created these sort of salad bars to create engagement and to create social interaction between their staff. Everything that has been created, all these new buildings that are standing in Sandton, these magnificent multi-billion rand buildings, have been created around social interaction and social engagement. And now we're saying no social engagement, no open food. Now it's tickets.
Yeah. I mean, and science says I'm a massage therapist, self-employed. How will we ever go back to work? It's obviously hands-on.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's not easy. It is really. No. Karen says, come on guys, I'm getting depressed now. Oh, you know what? She was fine until we mentioned the buffet.
Oh yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, you also.
Everything was fine until we mentioned the buffet. Jenny says COVID-19 will be responsible for the return of the man bun. Jenny, we had this fight at home over the weekend.
The man bun.
Because my one son really does have beautiful hair and he's...
I love man buns.
No.
I love him. No. I do. How would I?
Seriously.
It depends on who.
They're not too surfer for Joburg.
70.
I love that.
No, my kid is, he's 18 and he's very cool looking. Mm-hmm. His hair is blonde. So he's got, and straight. So he's got all the right,
he's about to be a hit with the girls.
You think it'll be a hit with the girls? I'm not going to tell him that. Yeah.
I'll be honest. I think he might be listening. I think that a man bun's quite cool. I do. Mm. Especially if you're young and you're funky and you can pull it off. Don't try and pull it off if you're not that person. But I do think that there is room for it.
Yeah, no, so a man bun's definitely not for you, Howard.
No, well, it would be a modern day miracle. Kimple the Fool says, I'm so happy to hear about the buffets. I never quite understood the flies on the food at buffet. Ugh, no,
oh
man.
My gosh, no.
Now, which buffets are you going to?
You have you're at the wrong place.
Yeah, you're at the wrong buffet table, pal. Time is 8:20. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. Wow.
What is it, Howard?
I don't know if I have words. I don't know if I have words.
What's going on?
Ronnie says, how did you conceive a cool-looking son?
Oh, outrageous.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
I think just move on from that.
Oh,
comment,
wow.
It's Monday.
It's not even Whiny Wednesday, and already, oh my gosh.
Wow. You know, guys, people get whiny a bit earlier these days. They don't know what day of the week is.
Yo, do you think that's what it
can't
is?
Can't really be content.
Wow.
Do you need David Abramson, Howard?
I think so. I think we have to just phone him. Oh, we've got him on speed dial. Wow. Wow.
Don't worry. So yes, so Howard, don't worry. Maybe in your day you could have had a man bun. Your son will be cool. Don't worry. He can wear whatever he likes, and your children will be perfect. Don't worry. They don't need extra counseling. It's all good. They're very busy, the counselors. On Zoom.
I would imagine lots of anxiety going around and lots of, you know what I find as well is as parents, we're now responsible for actually talking to our children. You know, normally they go off to school and they talk to their friends and come back, how's your day? Fine. And now we've actually, you know, we actually have to talk to them some of the time.
I have to tell you, I'm really loving it. It's been amazing. Like, it really, really has. I think my family has been great to connect, to enjoy. I mean, that online schooling isn't great.
No. I can see that that's a real strain for, I think it's for parents of younger kids. As they get older, I don't know. I'm really finding that my daughter's doing I'm liking how she's working on
responsibility,
online.
Taking
responsibility, yeah. So
now my kids as well, but they are younger. They do need a bit more help. So I think, and they're loving the online schooling. They actually said the other day that they think they're learning more on online schooling because they've got time to absorb it. They can go back. So. They can look on the internet. There. They're actually enjoying it. But yeah. I don't know. I know Anthony Reif was talking about earlier. In terms of social distancing in a classroom, that's why I think there was so much confusion. So you can't just say we're going back to school. We don't know if we're allowed. The requirements on social distancing are so absolutely sort of massive because you've got to look at the air conditioning. So you've got to look at the ventilation.
Yeah,
so they're saying you are allowed aircon, you're not allowed aircon. Windows have to be open. They must always be open. So what about that? Where do you put all the kids in the desks? How do you rotate where they're sitting? And this applies to schools. It applies to offices. It applies to stores. It applies to every single thing. How many people are allowed in one particular space? So this again talks to redoing everything. And even schools, are they going to rotate the amount of children at one school at one time? Mm-hmm. Are they going to have buses? I mean, are you going to have to change your bus schedule? And are there so many implications that it just really, I think the thought of it alone is exhausting. Just overwhelming.
I think they should just leave 2020 alone. Just leave come it back in alone. Come back in 2021. You know what? The kids are fine. They are absolutely fine. They are happy.
They definitely are. But again, some people do have to get back to work and people need haircuts. Yeah, so we have to try and get to level one and we have to keep pushing. We have to keep planting. Ask Zanati.
Ronnie says, how should you become sensitive? Chai FM has a helpline. That's good to know. And unsigned Ronnie says, that is disgusting. Hold on, what is disgusting?
What, yeah, I'm just
the buffets or Ronnie's
just to clarify. Yeah, it's so clarify. Hard to know.
Because, yeah, and anyone who wasn't listening, Dean, I don't know if you were listening a little bit earlier because we gave some very, very sound advice, you know, that came out of America late yesterday, and we thought it is very, very important. I thought that I would, I have played it for you before this morning, but I think nevertheless it is so useful to our listeners that I don't want to risk anybody that wasn't tuned in earlier.